All right, welcome to the 716 Rocks podcast. My name is Nate Trone. Next to me, I have my main man, Grizzle.
Grizzle, what up, what up?
Behind the glass, we have our producer from BMA Productions, Redbeard. Say what's up, dude.
What up, dude?
There you have it. Man, I am just, I didn't even want to show up today. I got to be honest. I'm fired up. I'm jacked up. I'm frustrated. This is not going to be happy times jokes like it was last week, dude. Grizzle, I got to warn you, man. This is going to be ugly. This is going to be an ugly podcast because the Bills frustrate me.
Hey, man, express yourself. It's all good.
You know, you've got such anticipation for the game. It's Pegula's first game as the Bills owner. The Bills have the chance to go 4-2. The entire stadium is rocking, right? Pegula's make their press conference the day before. It's emotional. It's great. Everyone's happy. And stinking. The crowd is rocking at the Ralph. The Pegula's make a just address the crowd. Get them fired up. The team is fired up. The Bills have a chance to go 4-2 to finally be relevant. You got the Jets playing the Broncos. Dolphins playing the Packers. I mean, almost guaranteed losses. Here's our chance to finally just give it back to Brady Check.
Take number one in the division.
Oh.
By beating
officially
the Patriots.
Take it. And what do? We get smacked in the face. We get owned by the Patriots like we always do. They walk in there 22-2. This unfathomable record against the Bills. It's disgusting. And they walk out 23-2. Pathetic.
You got to love Belichick's post-game conference. Well, you know, it's always a tough contest. You know, they always put up a good fight.
Liar!
You got to be kidding me.
Belichick, you lie. That was pathetic. You walked in there with confidence. You knew you were going to win that game. And that's what frustrates me. You know that you're going to win the game against the Bills. So, like, there's going to be a lot of ranting. I just want to apologize to everybody up front. I'm fired up. I'm a little discombobulated. The thoughts are not completely clear because of the emotions flowing through my... I just want to tell everyone I do love the Bills. At the core, myself and Grizzle, we're tried and true Bills fans, but this was a rough one, and you guys can relate. Grizzle, let's just get this out of the way, right? Before we talk about the real problems of the game. Kyle Orton's performance. Let's talk about it. How do you do?
Hey, for me, I'll tell you what. I don't have too many bad things to say. Was he perfect?
No, he wasn't perfect.
No, he wasn't perfect.
He's a 10-year journeyman.
Was he Brady?
No, never going to be. Do we need Brady? Do we need? Well, we'd like to have Brady.
I would like to have Brady taking snaps,
but
the thing about it is you look at his game yesterday, look at his play, look at his confidence, you look at the way that he led the team.
Did a good job.
For me, I'm pretty happy with his performance. One interception, all right, you know, you can't make turnovers.
Dude got tomahawked from behind.
Even with that, okay, maybe protect the football a little better, but still, right. I mean, you got a 300-pound lineman chopping the ball out of your hands. I don't really know what your chances are.
I would probably fumble it. And break my arm.
Exactly.
Hey, he throws for 299 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, he held the ball a couple of times too long. But you know what? That's what helps him make great throws.
But the 4th and 2.
Oh, the 4th and 2 in the fourth quarter was awesome, dude. Now, as most of you guys probably know, let's just lay the background here. A lot of speculation floating around out there in the social media, in the sports pundits around Western New York. All right, so the scenario is this 4th and 2, I don't know, about 5-6 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and the Bills are on their own 40, right? And it looks like when you look at the replay, you got Orton just waving, like he's pushing back to the sideline, like he's telling guys to go off the field, and then he kind of stops, and then he's waving for someone else to come back on. And the camera pans out. Orton's trying to huddle up the offense out there. You got Watkins slowly walking back to the huddle, which frustrates me. I want to see a little hustle. And then it pans to Coach Marone, who's got his hands on his hips on the sideline with the punt unit behind him. So that's the picture that's laid out. Grizzle, what do you think happened?
I think that's Orton taking control, baby.
Woo! That's the mustache talking,
Papa,
baby.
Oh.
Papa, oh!
He says, listen, I'm not – it's end of the game. We're down. The game's on the line here. I got one chance. I ain't taking none of this punt.
We're punting. Garbage. You're down by 16. I get a punt.
I think that's Orton taking control, saying, you know what? We're converting He's pulling a page out of Belichick's book.
Brady-check, man.
He's saying, you know what? It's fourth down. It's 2 yards. It's 2 yards.
Ballsy.
If we can't pick up 2 yards, we might as well walk off the field and head to the locker room.
And Orton's got nothing to lose. Again, 10-year veteran with a stash, with swagger. What has he got to lose? That's awesome.
He's going after another cigar is what he's going after.
He wanted another big old cigar, man. A victory cigar. I'm sure he told EJ to get him a whole box of them. But here's the deal. You know, we don't really know what happened. Are the Bills going to say that Orton called it? I don't think they did say that. I'd like to speculate, Grizzle. I'd like to agree with you that that's what happened. And let's just say that that's a whole bag of awesomeness right there. Because Orton throws a 35-yard pass to Woods down the sideline for the first down.
All in all, I'm pretty happy with Orton. You know, did he lose the game for us?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Did he win the game for us?
No, obviously the Bills lost.
They lost, but I feel like, you know, he gave it a great effort. Yeah. He led the team the way the quarterback's supposed to. He made good throws.
Hey, is he still better than EJ?
Without a doubt.
There you have it, my man. Okay, this is where it's going to get crazy. Redbeard, I hope you don't like this table because it might flip over. Where was the Bills' defense? I mean, this is the strength of the team. This is the highlight. This is the core strength that we have here. Okay, yeah, they did good against the run. 50 yards on 27 attempts. That's 1.9 yards per average. Awesome. Zero turnovers. Okay, they didn't get any fumbles. No picks. They only sacked Brady twice. You're supposed to arguably have one of the best defensive lines in the entire NFL. And Brady, most of the time, is all the time in the world back there behind a mediocre offensive line. What is going on with this D?
I don't know, but end of the game, two-possession game, we get beat by two scores. You got to have turnovers. You got to have at least a turnover, a couple of turnovers if you're going to beat the Patriots.
Absolutely. It would have been nice. I mean, honestly, there was a number of opportunities, which we'll get to, where it seemed like the Bills were still in the game. You got to have a couple stops. I mean, it just seemed like the Patriots were score after score. Now, this is supposed to be, in here in Buffalo, a little secret, we know that Brady's not washed up. I'm sure deep down and inside, as much of us would love to say, oh, yeah, he's washed up. You know, the Patriots are on their downfall. I think the Bills fans here, Buffalo, we kind of know better because Brady has his best game yet this season. Week 6, holy cow, he throws up 300 and a half yards, 4 touchdowns, a perfect game. It's ridiculous. Marcell Dareus, Kyle Williams, where were they? They got to go beast mode. I mean, Marcell has 3 sacks last week. A defense that stifles Matt Stafford and, well, kind of a depleted offense in Detroit. But come on. They don't show up.
Let's take that back a second. What'd you say? Where were they?
Last week?
No, this week.
They're in the Ralph.
That silence right there. That's where they were.
That's where they were.
Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found.
How is that possible?
I don't know, man. I mean, you're going against the offensive line of the Patriots is nothing to write home about. And they just, the strength of our team doesn't show up. Let's talk about the defensive backs for a minute here.
Oh, I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Oh, dude, if you're going to puke into this. Duke Williams. Oh, Grizzle. I'm sorry, Duke. You're gonna have to join Henry up in the CFL for a second.
Oh, what was that pass interference?
It's unfortunate he gets thrown into Aaron Williams' role in the D. But Duke, my man, let's just talk about that pass interference for a second. I mean, you got Edelman streaking down the sideline, and the ball's in the air. It's severely underthrown. It hits Duke Williams in the noggin. All he's got to do is turn around and intercept the ball. But what does he do? Grizzle, what did Duke Williams do?
I don't know what he was doing.
He threw down Edelman. He just pushed him down.
I could understand it if it's a good throw. The ball hit him in the head.
Hit him in the head. Just
turn around and catch the ball.
Get the pick. Oh, my gosh.
What are you doing?
Dude, you're not 6 years old playing peewee ball. Why would you do that? You're killing me, man. That was frustrating. I wanted to say this last week. I didn't. Gilmore is soft. He's not the lockdown corner we were all hoping. The lockdown corner that we thought he could have been two years ago when he had a pretty good season. Dude. I mean, Times is a third string wide receiver. Times had one catch. He had one catch yesterday. Do you want to know who that catch was against? Take a guess. Gilmore.
The position was there.
43-yard touchdown pass.
Gilmore was there.
Where was his arm? Where was Gilmore's arm?
It was there. It was where it needed to be.
Grizzle, what would you have liked to have seen out of Gilmore in that play?
Do you need more reps in the gym? You need more bicep curls? I don't understand what your arm is there. You got to want it, baby.
You got to want to. Be in it to win it, baby. Just rip the ball out. Just rip it out.
Man.
Make up your mind that this third string wide receiver is not going to catch this touchdown pass. Just rip it out, baby. So frustrating. Let's jump to the Pats' final drive. You know, the Bills, you're down 30-22. The Pats get the ball back with 5 minutes and 52 seconds in the fourth quarter.
Classic fourth quarter Patriots.
And they're starting on their own 7-yard line after a penalty on the kick return. I'm feeling kind of optimistic.
Feeling hopeful. Shut them down, get a punt, good field position.
I was like, Orton just drove them down, has some awesome passes. They get the 2-point conversion. Diesel. Grizz, my man, can we pull it out? Can the defense get a stop?
I was hanging on for hope. Only to be severely disappointed.
To have your heart ripped out of your chest?
Pretty much.
And eaten? Pretty much. While still beating by Brady Check? Let's talk about the conversions. It's 1st and 15. Brady hits Edelman for a 20-yard pass down the sideline. Is Edelman basically wrestles for a few more yards. First down.
Okay, there's one.
We've got the Patriots. 3rd and 16. Is this going to be it, Grizzle?
3rd and 16.
I think we're going to do it.
Wait.
I think the Bills are going to stop them and get the ball back.
You're on the Bills.
I'm on the Bills.
You're playing defense.
Yeah.
It's 3rd and long.
3rd and long.
Let's take a guess. Let's put our money down.
Where's the ball going?
Who's Brady going to throw to? If you had to pick.
How about the 8'10", 500-pound muscle man giant known as the Gronk? Could it be coming to the Gronk?
Surprise. He throws the Gronkowski.
Down the middle, 17 yards.
On
first down.
How many times is this going to happen?
Killing me, dude.
I mean, I got to ask, how do we not have a plan after years of this happening now to defend Gronkowski? Listen, okay, Buffalo boy, Williamsville, it's the 716 Rocks. We love you, okay? You're a Buffalo man. Great.
Yo soy fiesta, baby. I like the party, too. I am the party.
But how do you not have a plan,
dude,
to defend this dude? You seen the touchdown he scored that got called back. He's running down the sideline.
A man among children.
He's like 3 feet above McKelvin.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even think he jumps. Just puts his arms up. And yes, it got called back, but I remember watching that play thinking, this is ridiculous. It's silly watching this giant.
He pretty much moonwalked backwards into the end zone.
I don't get it. How do you not have a plan?
Fourth year in the league. Bills, it's your seventh time playing against a Gronk. You've seen how he's just draft one guy. Draft one guy that can cover. Sign one guy. Convert one guy. Do something that can cover the Gronk, please.
I just don't get it. I don't understand.
All right. I'll tell you what. Two plays later, they hit LaFell for a 56-yard touchdown when McKelvin's dogging it, in my opinion. And that's the final nail in the coffin. Bills defense, I don't know what happened. That was really, really struggling. I would say, okay, there's a lot of factors in why the Bills lost this game. In my opinion, Grizzle, and maybe you agree, I would think the defense was the number one reason. We couldn't stop Brady Check. He was pathetic.
You got to step it up.
Got to step it up, baby. We'll get to the offense in a minute. Let's hit on real quick the Bills penalties.
Rough.
I don't know what the stats are in the NFL. Please, if someone's listening. Guys, somebody look it up for me. Tweet it to us. Send us an email. Contact at 716rocks.com. Someone do the math. The stats have got to be out there, right? Who's the most penalized team in the NFL? 8 penalties for 107 yards. Now, the Pats, they rack up 9 penalties for 60 yards. But, you know, they're an occasional false start. The holding. The Bills, all 4 pass interference calls in the entire game were against the Bills. We get personal fouls, roughing the passer. A couple of these penalties are legit. Williams, okay, yeah, just leveling Edelman for no reason when he covered.
When the ball hits you in the head.
That's 29 okay. yards. Pass interference. Jerry Hughes roughing the passer. Jerry Hughes frustrates me.
You want to love him.
Because he's decent. He's got a motor.
He brings the energy. You want to love the guy.
He's offsides all the time.
He's good for a couple stupid plays every game.
Every game. It's so frustrating. All right. Some people are saying that the Bills lost this game because of these whack penalties that were called. I don't think this is the reason. But, okay, Duke Williams was called again for pass interference. It was a really weak call. How about our 2 offensive pass interference calls?
Wow.
Break down the Watkins one.
I really hope that these referees are watching the tape and are suffering some kind of consequence for just how disgusting some of these calls were.
Yeah. So what happened on that Watkins play? They call him basically for a pick play. Grizzle, do you think he picked the dude? Was it on purpose? I mean,
all right. Now look, the play starts. He's running a slant. It looks like he's about to run into the guy. He changes his direction. He didn't even keep going into the guy. He may have bumped into him, but he literally turns around and starts to run an out. He changes direction and they call him for passing. How do you call that?
So that wipes out roughly a 20-yard gain to Woods. And then they call, I on that same drive, I believe, or that same series, Woods is called for pass interference play, yeah, 3 plays later for barely touching the corner, dude. Wipes out a 9-yard catch. Ultimately, the Bills end up punting. What the heck, dude?
I don't know what these referees were watching.
How'd you like Jerry Hughes' unsportsmanlike conduct play in the first quarter?
How do they call it? Oh, first quarter?
Yeah, in the first quarter.
That was the one where he's celebrating with his team or
something, yeah. It's hilarious because the announcers on TV, they're like, yep, Jerry Hughes. Keep your eyes on Hughes. Yep, there he goes. Okay.
I was thinking that was later in the game, but
it's like you celebrate. Well, he got called roughing the passer later in the game. That was legit. But in the beginning of the game, it didn't have any impact on the game.
How does he get called for that? You see these dudes, you know, get a sack and they're Jared Allen, he's mixing it up and, you know, doing his thing in the kitchen, celebrating afterwards. I don't see him get the dude slapping up his teammate and they're throwing a unsportsmanlike.
This is frustrating, dude. So a lot of frustrating calls there. You know, we just got this in right now. It turns out actually Buffalo is 27th this year. They're averaging 78.3 penalty yards per game. So 27th worst team in the NFL as far as penalties are concerned. That's pretty bad, dude. That's pretty bad. That's unacceptable. Let's just briefly touch on the Bills' offense. Running game, a whopping 68 yards versus the Pats. You know, I can't say a whole lot. I will say this. First play of the game, handoff to C.J. Spiller. What does he do? Gets happy feet, bounces it outside. Next play, very happy to see Booby Dixon in there.
Booby.
You got to love the hurdle in the backfield, hurdling a dude.
That was nice.
I'd like to see a little bit more of Booby back there. He's a bruiser. The dude's a beast. He's like fullback status. Booby, you're not a dancer. You're a bruiser. Just remember that, bud. Go ahead and break some dudes. The passing game, unlikely heroes. Chandler breaks 100 yards. Great. Woods has a big game. Hogan. Watkins is only targeted 3 times. Revis Island is still floating, my friends. Or the Bills game plan for that and just decided to work Watkins out of the game.
I don't know. I wonder about that. I also wonder coaching-wise. I want to know the fourth down that we talked about with Orton.
Yeah.
Was he calling to punt? I don't know. One other frustration, though, is this. End of the first half, CJ gets the ball, 30 seconds left, right?
Yep.
How many years have we been waiting for the Bills to stop taking a knee, go into the locker
right,
room?
Right, actually trying to do something.
I was excited yesterday. I'm seeing this happen in front of my eyes. I say, wow, they're actually going to try and put some points on the board. Great. Finally. Only to see CJ Spiller fumble the football.
Fumble!
Pats turn around, pick up some yards, kick field goal, bing, bang, boom. I found myself wondering, does this mean now we're just going to take a step back? Props to Marone, trying to make some moves, put some points on the board at the end of the half.
Oh, backfire.
I can only just feel myself filled with anxiety right now, wondering, does this mean we're going to see the classic take the knee at the end of the first half?
Give it the booby! All right, man, let's wrap this up. Dude, it's just so frustrating because you look at the swagger of the Patriots, the confidence, again, like we mentioned. The Patriots just walk in there. I don't think the Patriots are ever going to fear the Bills, at least while Belichick and Brady are there. I mean, someday, well, obviously Brady doesn't have too many more years in him, but the truth is the Bills could be like a Super Bowl caliber team and the Patriots could be like the worst and they're still going to walk in there with the confidence that they're going to own the Bills because they've done it this entire decade. Past two decades. It's pathetic. And you got a little perspective. My main man Grizzle here was actually in New England for the game, visiting family.
Visiting family out in Maine. I really made it a point, press them. They aren't huge football fans, so I made it a point. I say, oh, we got to watch the game. I got my my little son with me. I put him in his Buffalo Bills apparel. I'm really putting myself out there, making myself vulnerable. Saying,
I like
listen,
it.
It's the Pegula era, baby.
That's what you got to do.
It's a new era, a new dynasty.
you got to, yep.
I put myself out there, and what do I get? Kicked to the curb.
Failure.
It was humiliating.
Disappointment.
There was literally one point. The Bills were down 20-14. And I literally said the words, well, hey, at least it's a close game. What is that?
That's all you got.
How are we supposed to live with that? Why am I saying that? Oh, it's a close game. Because I'm used to just being trounced by the Patriots.
You're torched.
And I'm down 6 points in my own house. And that's my only defense, sitting there watching the game with New England fans.
Yeah.
Oh, at least it's a close game. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, man.
So humiliating.
That's so frustrating.
Meanwhile, the New Englanders, they're sitting back, got their brew.
Sipping on their Sam Adams.
Exactly.
Oktoberfest.
In the recliner, not a worry in the world, because sure enough, fourth quarter comes along, and the Patriots pull away once again.
Boom! And there you have it. And I will say this. On Facebook today, the Buffalo Bills post a picture of Pegula out there. And they say, when the Pegulas took the field, they heard you loud and clear, Buffalo. And then in all caps, see the unforgettable pregame moment. No! It was forgettable.
We're going Keyshawn. Come on, man.
Because the Patriots slapped the Bills upside the head. You know what would have been unforgettable? Is if we had that day. And the Bills actually rise to the occasion. And they beat the Patriots. That would have been unforgettable, Buffalo Bills. But you didn't. We're 3-3 now. And I'm depressed. On that note, thank you for listening.
Week 7, here we come.
Here we come, baby. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for listening. Appreciate it. Make sure you tweet at us on Twitter, @716Rocks. Check us out on Facebook, our page, 716Rocks. And as always, our webpage, 716rocks.com. Grizzle, it's been a pleasure, man.
As always, Natron. Love
breaths.
You, Buffalo.
Deep breaths. It's a long season.